I touched upon this last week, and what I want to do is I'm going to continue pretty much where I left off. Now, the Black League was specifically done in order to protect as many people as possible. Many of the bravest people, warriors, soldiers, rebels, whatever you want to call them, gave up their life in order to protect the armada of civilian ships that were trying to find their way. They were looking for new homes, trying to survive the change and the shift that had happened in our galaxy after the fall of Lyra. Now, the Orion group consisted of many different races. I think at one point the most was 9. And they were driven by a queen. And it was all about service to self, gaining power, gaining resources. It was about empire building. And nobody was going to get in their way. And if you did, they just erased you. Or if you complied, you were absorbed into the culture and you became a natural resource for the empire. Now, I apologize for the Star Wars analogy, but so much of it is true, just that the names and faces have been changed to protect the guilty. So, you know, you can go there if you want, but I'm not going to apologize for the Star Wars analogy. Because, you know, the universe is constantly talking to us. It's constantly giving us information. It's always sharing knowledge and history. And it's interesting how and where information comes from. Somewhere, someplace in all that is, there is this huge repository of knowledge, of wisdom. And we all have the ability to tap into it and pull that information down and then to bring it forth in our in particular dimensions. This particular information I'm going to share today is no different. And I'm bringing it up because it's totally relevant to where we are today.